Having fun. Oh, blushing already. This is going to be quite easy. What do I mean? Don't you worry about that just yet. I'm sure by all said and done, you'll figure it out. You are correct. I couldn't sleep. And I also thought I heard a prowler out in my pool. I guess all my talk about my little backyard sanctuary lured you in, huh? It's nice, isn't it? Yes. Yes, I love the heated pool. Yeah, it's perfect for nights like this with a slight chill. Come on, you don't have to sit all the way over there. You can swim closer. Oh, no, I probably won't get in. I just like to set my legs in. I think the warm water and just kind of being able to push them through, it helps my legs. I don't know. My legs have, they've always been, like, rather sore. I don't know. Like, they get tired. Oh, I hate to admit it even now. I'm glad that it's not something with age, but the fact that most nights I would kill for a personal masseuse just to work on my legs from the waist down. They just get tired and sore. So this feels really nice. Are you offering? Sure. I'll let you massage them if you want. I'm not going to turn away free help. Yeah. Feels good. I'm starting at my feet. Yeah, you can work your way up. So what about you? I can't imagine that, you're so body exhausted that you would go wading in my pool in the middle of the night. Okay. No, I'm not laughing at you. I just think it's funny that, I just think it's funny that this is, like, second time this has happened. It's becoming quite a habit. Me being unable to sleep in the middle of the night and a young man prowling about my property. You're quite the bandit. Last time it was food. This time it is my lovely yard that you're accosting. Although I do suppose the massage makes up for it. Yeah. Oh, God, yeah. Sorry. The calves, yes. You have great hands. Young and strong. Don't blush. Okay, I like it when you blush. Go ahead. It's nice tonight. Yeah. Do you always have problems sleeping? Hmm. I've had them for as long as I can remember. I'm not sure if anything's wrong, but, you know, whether it's right or wrong, I do find hours like these rather lonely. Most of the world is asleep. I'm glad to have your company. And this massaging that you're doing. It is a dream. Nervous? They're just thighs, honey. Just be a gentleman. Work the tissue. There you go. Nice. Hold still for a second. What am I doing? I'm locking my legs behind you and pulling you closer. Don't you want to be closer? That's what I thought. Now, stop talking for a second. Missed yours. It's okay. Yeah, here, let me help you. Put your hands back here on my hips. And then I'm just gonna pull my arms around you and lightly run them up and down your back. Actually, I changed my mind. I'm allowed. I'm a woman. I'm going to gently rake my nails and fingers across your shoulders and back. And you get to massaging my upper thighs. There you go. I like that. I mean, what you're doing is good. Okay, I can't think. It's late. It's been a long time since I've gotten any sort of massage, and, man, it's just making me kind of drowsy. Can't get the words out right. Yep. I know. I've probably ruined the whole fantasy you had of me of being so articulate, so classy. I'm fallible like anybody else. Like you. Not you exactly. I mean, don't you ever have trouble finding new words? Yeah. Sometimes, huh? What exactly makes you lose your words? You don't know. What about the attention from a lady? Does that make you get tongue-tied? Oh, you don't know, huh? How about we put it to the test? Why don't you tell me what you did today? And we'll just see if my attentions make you trip up on your words. Sound like a fun game? Okay. Breakfast. Breakfast is important. Gotta keep this body nice and healthy and thriving. And it is thriving. I can feel it. Feel it in your back and in your shoulders. That sounds kind of interesting. I have no idea what it is, but I don't keep up with everything. You kids always come up with something every year, so that I have no idea what it is. I'm a smart woman. I can catch on to some things, but you young adults move fast. Do you like that? Feeling my nails slide up into your scalp, through your hair. Okay, just checking. You went a little stiff. Too, so I'm just gently rubbing my legs up and down them. Keep talking. Surely that's not all you did. If I'd have to guess, that only would have gotten you up to about lunchtime. What'd you have for lunch? Sounds delicious. You just have a cute jaw. I just want to put my lips on it. Is that okay? Okay, then tell me. What'd you get up to in the afternoon? You weren't a bum, were you, and played video games all day? Were you? I mean, no judging here. All work and no play makes for a very boring adult. Yeah. You have for dinner? If you couldn't tell, I love food. Please tell me you got something good. Oh, that's right. You ate dinner at my house. Now, I am going to judge you. What'd you think of my meal? I'm listening. Speaking of listening, I'm just gonna give these ears some attention. Yeah, it tasted good, huh? What'd you think about my dress? I'm glad you liked it. What'd you think about when I bent over the table to give you your drink? Did you get a show? I win. You stammered. That's all right. I would never call you a loser, but I'm happy I won. I'm glad to know that you aren't a sore loser. My prize, huh? Are you okay? You're shivering. Are you nervous? Just cold, huh? Well, put my legs back around you. You can come in close and, yep, take your hands, me behind the waist. And just rest your head where it feels natural. Good boy. Right there on my breast. I'm just gonna run my hands through your hair. On your scalp. Do you think about that night? Don't be silly, you know what night I'm talking about. Good. Makes me feel good to hear it. Me? Yeah, I think about it. I also think about the morning after, when you were being quite the little bum and wouldn't leave my bed sheets. I don't know how I felt. A part of me doesn't care what other people think. But the part of me that knows the world, knows people in it, and how they work, I do have some age and experience on you. Knowing all that, though, I feel people knowing would cause us more grief than happiness. At least for a while. Let's not worry about that, okay? Let's just enjoy tonight. What do you think? That sounds like fun. Oh? You have something in mind? What could possibly be more fun than this? I can't believe you just did that! I didn't want to get in the water. You boys, God. You are so lucky that I do not have my contacts in. Little shit. Well. I guess the shower's in order. Especially now that I'm chilled. What about you? I'm asking you if you want to come take a shower with me. Yeah. Remember? I've got a pool house that has an immaculate shower. Yeah. You haven't even seen it yet? Well, even if you don't want to shower, you should come take a look. Yeah. I'll lead the way. Enjoy the show. Here it is. What do you think? I know, right? I love it. I love it. There are very few things in this house that I was very OCD about. And those things were my kitchen, my bathroom, my yard, and the shower house. Thank you. I did put a lot of thought into it. Yeah. Yep, I've got benches. I made it big enough in case big pool parties, which I've told you we have. There's some dividers here for privacy, but otherwise it's a big wash-off shower here in the middle. Yeah, I like this little fun fountain. Yeah. Well, the benches are here because it is a shower house, but it also can double as a steam sauna. So I just turn the setting on and can lay out on these benches here next to the fountain and listen to it. It's very relaxing. Yeah, you'll have to try it sometime. What am I doing? I told you I was going to take a shower. You don't have to stay here. If you want, you can go wait outside the door or go back to bed. But, this mama's gonna take a shower. Well, that was fun. You are fun and sweet. Thanks for being my company for the night. Where am I going? Needy much? There's that blush and stammer I like. I plan on going to bed. Are you wanting to join me again? Well, cuddles will be on the menu for sure. Anything more than that, and you might be pushing your luck. Well, let's go then. Oh, goodness, nothing beats a soft bed after a long day. And a good round of sex. Yeah, I think I'm gonna lay back in the pillows like this on my back. You can cuddle up to my side. There you go. Ooh, hooking one leg over mine, I like that. No, I don't mind if you put your head on my breast. I like it. And you seem to really like it. No, it's cute. Plus, I rather like my breast laid on. I'm a nurturing sort. Yeah, I think that's why every time you do it, I can't help but rub your back, or my fingers along your scalp, and just gently caress you. Yeah. What'd you say? I mean, yes, I'm going to have to kick you out again in the morning. Do you really want all the hassle of the boys knowing that you, are into the mom type? Maybe. Or maybe we can just keep this our secret still. Maybe for a little while longer. I kind of like it, don't you? No. I like it. And I like you. I'm glad to hear it. Morning's gonna come early. And if you want to get all the sleep cuddles in that you can, settle. I'll be here when you wake. And then promptly boot your ass from my bed. Oh my goodness, such a boy. What am I making for breakfast? Maybe eggs. Maybe everything. Maybe I'll take all you boys out to the and we'll have breakfast at a little cafe. Thanks. I try. Now, go to sleep. Good.